Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for February 17th, 2018. And today, I'm focusing on some good news from this last week. The subject of my show today is about the miracle of big love going global. And this has been a big week for big love with Valentine's Day and Thursday's eclipse, plus the transit of the moon from Aquarius into Pisces, conjoining Venus and Neptune. What that means as far as the astrology psychology is a big energy shift from the higher mental energies of Aquarius to the heart sensitivities of Venus and Neptune in Pisces. And that's big love, folks. Venus is personal love and Neptune is cosmic love, and they are both deepened and magnified by the very deep cosmic love energies in Pisces. So there's a soft energy out there right now. That's where we're at with the moon in Pisces, with Neptune and Venus. And I see this as an opportune window of time to go into the miracle of big love and what that looks like for global enlightenment in 2018. So that's the first part of this presentation. I'll be discussing this week's compendium called The Miracle of Big Love that will be linked in the show notes. And if you pull up that website in a separate window, you can pause the replay podcast to watch the videos or read the linked articles. So this is your show with lots of information that you can pick and choose from. I'll be providing a narrative, you know, from these two blogs of the week that I've done. The second part of the show goes into the highlights we can see emerging for the 2018 global enlightenment process. And these highlights I put together were inspired by Thursday's eclipse, you know, the alignment of the sun and moon in Aquarius. And I'll be going into some powerful visualizations for meditation on a process of personal and planetary enlightenment in 2018. And that new feature article on 2018 global enlightenment that I'll be discussing will be linked in the show notes also. So I'm going to go into this first part. A miracle is about to happen. And there's a graphic right at the top of the page that says, with on the foot of a tiny baby's footprint, you can see a picture of a tiny baby's foot cradled in the palm of someone's hand. And right on the bottom of that foot, that baby's foot, it says, "If you don't believe in miracles, perhaps you've forgotten you are one." And it's like the miracle of embodiment, you know, from being and the evolution from a single fertilized cell into trillions of cells in a human being. It's, that's a miracle if there ever was one. And I'll be talking about miracles in the show today. There's a miracle occurring at this amazing time. This is part one. This first part of the show provides this prophetic vision of a Native American, and it's called A Miracle is About to Happen. Going into that, there is also another video that is referenced on the Great Awakening. This is by a guy who called himself Tom Paine, and it's regarding the global conscious evolution, revolution, revelations with a new American revolution worldwide. There's a video that you can purview and check out, and some pretty amazing concepts in that video dealing with what's going on in the global geopolitical transformation right now. Part three of this first part is the miraculous key to integrity, with integration of all the keys for collective global wholeness, healing, blessing, and sealing. That's kind of a spiritual overview, insight, and outlook for understanding the overview of what's going on with signs of the times. So in the blog, this first part, there's actually a short two-minute video of Jim Carrey from the movie Bruce Almighty. Jim Carrey is one of my favorite comedians. And it's called Give Me a Sign. And it's humorous, and I, you know, basically, it's good to have a sense of humor in these times because, you know, some people, you know, can easily go to the dark side with all the fake news in the mainstream media. But at the same time, to keep a sense of humor, you know, and then realizing in, with a sense of philosophic calm that it's all in divine order, which it is, whether we, you know it or like it or perceive it or not. So there's this video by Jim Carrey that I thought would, you know, tickle your funny bone. So the whole thrust as I begin this the first part of the show is, you might say, this insight into predictive modeling of the future and a vision of the future. And, of course, this predictive concept of predictive modeling of the future is not an exact science. I mean, mankind has free will, so anything is possible. However, there are several systemic megatrends, major megatrends, that run through the past and present into the future. And as Buckminster Fuller says, just like the good driver of a car or pilot of a ship or of an airplane, you know, you basically look at the trends in the coming, going into the future, and you steer in the right direction. And this all deals with the science of success. You know, what you conceive and believe you can achieve. And if you're driving a vehicle, you, of course, you want to drive safely and see what's coming, the curve in the road ahead, and steer in the right direction. Well, this is basically what we're dealing with the transformation of Earth's and civilization on Earth at this time. Major transformation. I mean, there are trendings. There are megatrends. Major megatrends. And there's a golden thread, you might say, that weaves the fabric of these major megatrends. So I've written about this in previous articles since the first of the year regarding the decentralization of knowledge power with the instant everywhere and interactive internet. I mean, as general enlightenment with the internet accelerates to match the interdependent global reality, you know, the instant, everywhere, interactive net reality with the internet. As that happens with general enlightenment, dysfunctional dimitude will dissipate, which is to say the density of 3D will disintegrate as new 4D, 5D understanding integrates. So there's this process, a decentralization of knowledge power with wise dominion, you might say, that's optimized with the power of love, also known as the coherence factor, for global harmonization. Now, there's a science to this coherence, the heart coherence, which is they now know is a golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when it's in a frequency of holy compassion, philosophic calm, joy, peace. They're referring this as the coherence factor. It's also known as the power of love. And there's a link with the power of love that is the Ho'oponopono process that some of you will be familiar with. But this is a real thing that is now being scientifically validated and coming into physical reality with biofeedback processes that actually can self-regulate one's awareness of when they're in coherence or not. And this is, will be, of course, the subject in the golden age will be taught from the earliest age of primary school, how to become more coherent in your heart frequencies, which is the biggest generator of electromagnetic frequencies in the body, is the heart, so that you can have mental congruence. And congruence based on coherence is an understanding of higher 5D consciousness. And then there's science behind that, and I've written about that extensively in my blog over this last year for those who are interested. So this is all evolving and maturing to provide this technology, the science, an understanding of what's now possible with the universal interface for global interaction. And this is the next phase of the computer internet revolution. I mean, after prior emphasis we've seen on hardware, like as in IBM, and then software, Microsoft, and then netware with Netscape and the internet, we're seeing the next phase of the computer internet revolution evolve with hardware, which will integrate these and synergize these former advances in technology with this universal interface, a universal language of light as an exquisite metaphor for the language of consciousness. So there are links on that. Those who are new to this, that they, you know, from the article you can read on the miracle of love, you know, the first blog in the show notes, that you can, as you follow along, you can click on these links. Those who are aware of what I'm talking about from, you know, following the show or the blog over this last couple years, when you see language of light hyperlinked and underlined, those who have read that link before can skip over it, but for those who are new to it, can go in depth to understand this exquisite metaphor for the language of consciousness. So this is basically, we're talking about the heart of an enlightened learning process, this heartware process, and how it empowers wisdom, you might say discernment, with love as a frame of reference for natural law. And the love model, you know, with geometric thought forms, the circle, triangle, and square, geometrizes the first principles of co-creation with the order of the universe. I mean, if we're going to, you know, reference a universal interface, a universal law language interface for the order of the universe, then the first principles of the fractal order of the holographic universe, how the universe is organized, obviously would be of interest. So, as Eckhart Tolle says, you are the universe, expressing itself as a human for a little while. So as we become more aware of universal law language, you know, the order of the universe, the law, the angles, and the language of the angels, you might say, that frames the first principle of cosmic law, of cosmic love, then we become, you might say, a window into the mind of God, as far as geometric ordered divinity or the geometry of divinity, the mind of God, the heart of love, the heart coherent factor that weaves the fabric of the holographic universe. It's the cohesive heart coherence is the coherence cohesive principle that is the fabric of quantum science, of quantum reality, of the quantum field of the universe. And it's all connected, an instant, everywhere, interactive sense from the atomic to the galactic. They now know this. You know, this is quantum science, and they will be calling the Aquarian Age the quantum age because quantum reality and quantum science will go mainstream. So on the blog, again, on the Miracle of Love blog I'm referring to, this first blog in the show notes, it goes into with an article on the most detailed model of the universe. The language of the universe for a global upgrade, you know, begins with an understanding of the model of the universe that scientifically now recognizes. And you might say this is modern day revelations that unveils the order of the universe that can now be seen in the biomimicry pattern of brain cells and the all-connected web of light with the internet. There's a very similar pattern. If you, you know, under a microscope, if you look at the brain cells, and with the telescope, if you look at the, they've now recognized a pattern in that's common throughout the universe, patterning of, you might say, galactic clusters, that parallels the clusters of neurons, the pattern of a clusters of neurons in the brain cells. And amazingly enough, if you take the pattern of the internet, you know, the structure of the internet, there's a structure of the internet that is amazingly analogous to the pattern of brain cells and the pattern of galactic clusters in the universe. Now, this to me is freaking amazing. To me, this is like the order of the universe, as above, so below, as within, and so with all. It's like the miracle of what's called the law of correspondence, as above, so below, as within, so with all, manifesting in mankind as kind men, when co-creation as cooperation is integrated with interactive telecom processes, the upgrade core internet freedoms. Now, when I say telecom processes, I'm talking about this interactive universal interface for mass-to-mass communication, which is now possible. And it'll define what's called Web 3.0, the next phase of the computer internet revolution, because that's the megatrend. That's the direction it's going. It's a natural evolution process, and it mimics, it's called biomimicry, processes in nature that are seen on all levels, again, from brain cells to galactic clusters to the structure of the internet itself. So the more we, you might say, cooperate and collaborate with this interdependent communication, coordination process, call it telecommunication or telecom, or, you know, I call it the TLC process, the more we integrate with this interdependent process that involves and evolves our individual and collective conscience, the faster we will co-create a golden age. I mean, this is fulfillment of what's called the prime directive. To keep the faith and claim the victory of a TLC vision of big love, virtue, and conscientious valor for true meritocracy. I mean, we hear a lot about democracy. We don't hear much about the republic or the principles of a true meritocracy, which the founding fathers were interested in, a representative system of self-government whereby the best and brightest would rise like creams to the top, you know, through an election process to represent what's really truly best for all. So this is a process I've talked about a lot in previous shows, in the previous blogs, a telecommunication process for involving and evolving telecommunity with self-government, you know, management models, teleconscience, with self-education, like a mediation model for self-learning, telecare for self-health, you know, holistic healing, and telecommerce with cyber ethics for, you might say, the currency of conscience. And this is something I've discussed before in the Heartware Project. I provide a link on that. And this is a model of you might say, crowdfunding and with the release of funds that are in process with global economic reset. This is a model for fleshing out and maturing, you know, this vision of a global economic reset based on the currency of conscience and culturing social conscience in our global social networks. So this is the future that has already happened in the continuum. I mean, manifesting his thoughts about it in the present and creating momentum moment to moment with the Holy Spirit, the love and action. And again, when I say in the continuum, as Einstein said, this distinction between the past, present, and future is only a stubbornly persistent illusion. I mean, the future has already happened in the continuum. And there's a process whereby we get through there moment to moment, building momentum with the, you might say, the flow of energy through a system, acts to organize that system. We are what we believe, we become what we believe, we are what we think, we become what we thought, we are what we feel, we become what we felt, we are what we do, we become what we did. So the momentum in the present into the future, the trending is following natural mega trends in the direction of connections, that define unity consciousness, real community rather than virtual community. And the standard, you might say the gold standard for this process, is the Holy Spirit of love and action. And the Holy Spirit, we call it TLC in action, the Holy Spirit of discernment, wise dominion in action. And again, this is a process that goes from disintegration in the world we see at large right now. There's just a lot of chaos and disintegration of old paradigms, old norms, old institutions. So keep in mind that disintegration of what we call normal typically precedes a paradigm shift, integration of new forms. And those who have studied organizational development dynamics are aware that the last phase in creating real community in any social network is typically disunity due to divisive disconnect from the holistic spirit that matters, from the Holy Spirit that matters, from the TLC spirit that matters. There's a lot of disconnect with that spirit in the world. But, you know, again, looking at it philosophically, you know, the justice that just is, the chaos we see in the world compels order, the organization of the future that we want. Otherwise, we become complacent or otherwise passive with comfort zones of normalcy bias that in excess or under stress can manifest as paradigm paralysis, known as stinking thinking, also known as stuck in negativity, S-I-N, sin, stuck in negativity. And you don't want to go there, so let's be positive about the reinvention of global civilization along more enlightened lines that frame the constitution of conscience itself, the language of consciousness, the light of consciousness, the constitution of conscience, as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, but with the light language of consciousness, we involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience with the capital C as equals E equals MC squared, where C is the symbol for the speed of light, and as you approach the speed of light, all time and space becomes relative. Which is to say, as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, all time and space becomes relative, with the, you might say, a holistic, spherical unity conscience, which some people would call common sense. And again, common sense is uncommon, unless basically you have that in the unified field of collective social conscience, you have that unity consciousness. You have that. You have a conscience. Period. You know, of the whole as a holy, healthy, holistic whole. So there's a process that is emerging. I mean, a new global village is emerging of instant, everywhere, interactive unity consciousness. And the more information we have, which is again, it's like a Pandora's box has been opened with decentralization of knowledge power on a massive scale, and a lot of people are suffering with information overload, and with information overload can be just as debilitating to effective sensory perception as sensory deprivation. A strength in excess is a weakness, so. There's this huge issue with the information revolution, you might say. In the information age, the more information we have, the greater is the need to get it all in order, in formation. And with the love model, geometrically ordered divinity, you know, that model of the first principles of cosmic law regarding the fractal order of the holographic universe, with this model as the universal interface for interactive global telecom, telecommunications, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce, our conscientious evolutionary ascension with natural law and order goes mainstream. That's the vision of 2018 Enlightenment. I'll be getting into that more in the latter part of the show. I'm going through a lot of material here. Again, if you're listening to this narrative, you could pause it at any time. Click on article links. If there's some that you haven't seen before, you can go into, for the in-depth orientation. Or you can stop and watch, pause to watch the videos that I have embedded. So in this week's compendium, and this is the three parts I was going to go into, this part one was the miracle that's about to happen. It's referencing an article by Denison Sosie. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. It's T-S-O-S-I-E, Sosie, who's a traditional Navajo silversmith and artist who began receiving spontaneous dreams and visions in 1986. And he was led into a visionary world of prophetic teachings with uncanny accuracy over the years. And I'm going to provide a few excerpts here. You can click on the link and read about, you know, the history of these prophecies these had that have been uncanny. And from 9/11 on through the world into the tsunami and different things that have happened, the guy's been spot on. So some of the excerpts I'm just going to reference here quickly. Quote, he says that they kept showing me the date 2020. And this is a couple years away now. And he says, he said it's a date when the earth is natural again. It's when mankind will be living in harmony with the earth. He says that the year 2020 is when the whole process will be complete, this disintegration, reintegration process I was referring to. He says that then will come the golden age when man will live in harmony with nature. The world you now know will be gone, which means, you know, the end of the world as we've known it, because there's a new paradigm and a new world. And he says, quote, they told me a cosmic spiritual awakening is about to happen. Mankind is going to be forced to awaken spiritually. Well, the world, you know, my comment on that, the world is forcing us to awaken spiritually. I mean, if you look at the global situation and global economics and politics and the global economic reset, things that are going on, it's forcing man to awaken spiritually, because there's no human solutions to human problems. There's only spiritual solutions, divine solutions to human problems. So he says, quote, mankind is being brought to its knees. We are being pushed to make us grow. We are being faced with our fears and wrong thinking. When enough minds change, we collectively will change. He says, quote, the message is one of hope despite all the scenarios of economic collapse, disasters, and war. And he says, quote, we are told we need to be prepared on a spiritual level, because the more spiritual we are, the easier the transformation will be. Now, this is pretty prophetic, this next 2 years, you know, what's coming, that, you know, before we come into this, you know, things go natural, so to speak, and we come in to really go full step into a, you know, a kind of a golden age collective consciousness. We're in that disintegration, reintegration, or process, which is like the whole process of metamorphosis, you know, from coming out of the butterfly, coming out of cocoon. Well, we're still in the cocoon, coming out of it in the gray gun stage, you know, where we're not a butterfly yet, but we're not the worm anymore either. So there's this great awakening process going on. And this is part two. The great awakening has begun. And there are now billions of global netizens who are waking up, wising up, and rising up with pure intention, focused attention, and love retention for our ascension in a dimension of unity comprehension, full spectrum enlightened love. And there's a quote here from Rudolf Steiner, who says, if we do not believe within ourselves this deeply rooted feeling that there is something higher than ourselves, we shall never find the strength to evolve into something higher. Well, this is what I'm referencing with this whole big love subject today, that if you don't see the huge global problems worthy of big love correction, then perhaps you don't want to know, or you already know that it's all in divine order according to the great law of atonement, at-one-ment with divine love. So there's a process going on. The Great Awakening has begun. There's a video that you can watch on this. This guy calls himself Tom Paine. He's speaking for, you might say, a new American revolution worldwide. He's got a lot of interesting concepts. I don't agree with everything he's saying as far as his solutions, because he's not really providing definitive solutions in terms of global telecare and this universal interface for global upgrade in 2018. But he has a lot of enlightened key points that will really, I think, help a lot of people come to understand that now is a time of major change with an understanding of what the problem is and what the solution is. He gives a good orientation to it. So for those who are really addicted to truth and prefer to know the whole truth that neutralizes the big lie, then you can check out his website That I provide a link on that at aimfortruth.org, and aim for truth, the four is the number four, aimfortruth.org. Part three, I'm going to finish this up before I go into the next section now. This part three of this first part, the first blog, is the maturing of the miracle. And I go into, there are, you might say, there are dynamics involved with this just convergence of megatrends at this time regarding a global revolution in higher consciousness, which is the miracle we've all been waiting for. This is the miracle, this global revolution in higher consciousness. I mean, it's the signs of these times are all around us. And whether we see them or not, it's like the video with Jim Carrey. I gave, you know, I referenced at the beginning of this part, you know, that some people, you know, the signs are around us, but we don't see the signs. And we're racing down the road, and we don't see the signs. But this is the time. The maturing of the miracle is to see these signs of the times, and what it looks like with the basically a model of sacred geometry for geometrizing and spiritualizing the power of visualization for manifestation, and this is a principle. Whereby, you know, what we think about, we bring about. And I go into, in this part here, the geometry of, you might say, the manifestation process, the precipitation process, how we think and image and symbols or patterns of associative feeling with emotions and attitude, and what's involved with that process, and how these are common to everyone, these processes of consciousness. And again, there are principles involved that are universal, and as you become conscious of how you're conscious as a function of this language of consciousness, the language of light of consciousness, light as consciousness, you become more conscious. And as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience, a new common sense of unity and diversity matures. To upgrade the U.S. founder's vision of, you know, e pluribus unum, out of many one. But now we're talking about the family of mankind in a global village. I mean, we're all connected in this instant, everywhere, interactive, unified field, this quantum field of connection with the internet capabilities that could mature this connection with the language of consciousness itself. And as Deepak Chopra says, there's an emerging global brain through social media networks, which is raising our collective consciousness. And I would add, with the conscience. So there's an article by, you know, Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves, you know, was the guy, the star in the Matrix movie. And he has an article that just came out in February from yournewswire.com about humans are about to break free from the Matrix. This is global revolution in higher consciousness. We're about to break free from the Matrix. And here's this guy, you know, the movie The Matrix, Keanu Reeves, who's the star in that movie. I mean, he's chunking it out. It's an interesting article. And again, what he's talking about is what I've just referenced. We're in for a couple years of a spiral of integration amidst disintegration of social, political, and economic institutions that no longer serve the purpose for which they were created. Well, there's new models of service to socially, politically, and economically that are being integrated that basically fill in the holes that are being created, you know, the gaps that are being created by the disintegrating institutions that, you know, that we're seeing socially, politically, and economically. And take like mainstream media is disintegrating. And a whole new media, independent and interdependent media is emerging on the internet. There's an integration spiral of the next generation of media is not going to be one-way centralized mass programming of information with no feedback, which is the mainstream media model, was the mainstream media. The new mainstream media is the internet, which is interactive. It's decentralized. instead of being one way centralized, it's every which way decentralized. And it is, there's a process of integration going on there of what's real, what's true, and what will benefit global humanity. So in the summary articles and videos that I've included, it goes into some of the disintegration spiral that's going on economically and politically and geopolitically, and a vision of, again, where we're going, what are the megatrend models that are emerging, and specifically the three megatrend models that are morphing the mainstream matrix. And then the new mainstream matrix, like I say, with the interdependent internet, the interactive, interdependent internet is emerging, you know, the vision of that, what that looks like, how that will work, to represent three basic principles. Like you might say it's the threefold flame of management, media, and medicine. We're talking about self-government with management systems, you know, how we govern ourselves. The best government is self-government. We're talking about self-mentoring with the media, how the best education is self-education. And we're talking about self-healing with medicine, and how the best health care is self-care, and what each of those looks like. I mean, Thomas Jefferson said it, you know, at the beginning of our system of government, he says, the issue today is the same as it has been throughout all history, whether man shall be allowed to govern himself or be ruled by a small elite. Well, we're talking about the same thing now with the media, with the internet today, and the best education is self-education. So consent of the governed today requires well-informed choice, and either the media is used as a tool to upgrade our conscientious common sense, or consent doesn't match the opportunity. I mean, again, either man shall be allowed to govern himself, educate himself, or he's going to be educated by a small elite. He's going to be programmed by a small elite. That's the old media. The new media says we will be enlightened by crowd wisdom in the collective social conscience. And as social conscience matures in our social networks, it'll mean a revolution in higher consciousness. So the best education is self-education, like the best government is self-government, and the best health care is self-care. And again, I quote Thomas Jefferson regarding health care. He says that if people let the government decide what foods they eat and what medications they take, their bodies will soon be in as sorry a state as are the souls who live under tyranny. That's Thomas Jefferson, one of my favorite quotes. So I'm going to have to do a wrap on this first part. I'm going to get through the second part, and I'm going to go into, I mean, there's a few other article links that you can peruse in that first part, but I'm going to go into the second part now, which is regarding a global enlightenment in 2018. Before they do, I'm going to take kind of a station break. I'm going to be talking about the Swedish flower pollen extract, which is the sponsor of my show, Ultramedics. And I haven't done this much in previous shows. I mean, those who are interested in a new lease on life, and more vigor and vitality and vital force, you know, for optimal health. I've talked about this briefly on the show before. I haven't gone into it. I have a new article on it that I'm going to be providing a link in the show notes also. It's called Nature's Miracle Superfood, Pollen's Power from the Flower. And this is one of the miracles of nature, which is, you know, the microscopic pollen that serves fertilization at the source of the entire food chain. And these microscopic pollen grains have a hard shell that encapsulate the richest source of RNA and DNA genetic material in nature. And bees extract this royal jelly for their super bee queen. Now, most people don't know the miracle of the queen bee is that it's not genetics that makes a queen bee. It's royal jelly that bees suck out of the tiny membrane-covered holes in pollen grains. And they store this royal jelly to either feed the queen or create a new one by feeding it to a regular worker bee larva. And this creates a super bee that is 3 to 5 times larger and lives much longer than a regular worker bee. often laying its weight in eggs each day, which we're talking about super healthy, super fertile, and the hub of the hive. And it's been worth its weight in gold for centuries. Chinese emperors are recorded to have paid for royal jelly with an equal weight of gold. And these emperors were like queen bee to their hive of many concubines. So we're talking about the gold standard for superfood today because over 73 years ago, there was a company in Sweden that pioneered the science of palynology and discovered how to extract the super concentrated nutrient gold, you know, nutritional gold from the indigestible shell of these microscopic pollen grains. And thanks to their research and development, they now have the Swedish pollen extract, this SBX, that now provides the gold standard for superfood at an affordable price. And this is the SBX that is the product that basically underwrites the show. And with my blog and with my radio show, I've been working with this product for the last almost 11 years now, and shipping it from all over the world. And the story about this, I cannot go into the medical benefits of this product, even though I have the research in Europe and in Sweden, regarding the efficacy for all kinds of health concerns. I can just talk about the general stuff. You can read the link on it yourself. Some of the stuff is really amazing. Some of you have heard about Saint Germain, the Wonder Man of Europe, and how he had this elixir. Well, I've got it on the best authority that in that elixir was this royal jelly, which is the Swedish pollen extract. It's actually higher grade, nutraceutical grade, standardized royal jelly extract. And what was royal jelly then, it now can be afforded to create your own elixir with the Swedish pollen extract. And I don't have time to get into it more. You can read more about it yourself at pollenx.com. That's www.pollenx.com. And again, I'll have that link, provide that with the show notes on this new article that I've just finished on the Swedish pollen extract. So this last section, coming down the home stretch, I'm going to be just kind of giving an overview of some highlights regarding 2018 enlightenment. And we're talking about a big burst of light. The darkness on Earth is lifting. That's basically the bottom line. There is a surge of a general enlightenment going mainstream in the collective consciousness of global humanity. The global netizens, there are all, more than 4 billion global netizens on the internet now that are waking up to the full potential of our instant everywhere interactive connection. The family of mankind in a global village. This is huge. And there's a paradigm shift going on. And I go into this understanding of the paradigm shift and how a paradigm shift signals the transition from one undisputed model for conceiving a field of thought to another. And the power of the moment lies in the vast expansion of vision that we gain from seeing the universe through the lens of a new cosmology, a new way of looking, a new worldview, a new way of looking at everything. I mean, old barriers which pre-construct and limit our thought give way to new realms of possibility because the new paradigm replaces old assumptions with newer ones that conceive a genuine increase of understanding. Call it conscious evolution ascension. Evolution, revolution, revelations. It's like the conscious evolution process. And it's the evolutionary ascent process. And if we look through a worldwide paradigm shift, if we look at the global paradigm shift that's going on right now with our new internet capabilities, we're living through this process that's culturing a whole new currency of consciousness and a new security with the purity of enlightened social conscience. You know, there's no security without purity, and there's a maturing of this enlightened social conscience and social networks that's at the very heart of our new global net reality. I mean, this is a huge shift. And those who have studied the business of paradigms, and Joel Barker and his videos and his Business of Paradigms website, you understand, those who have studied it, that what may be impossible to do with the old paradigm may be easy to do with the new paradigm. So studying this and this material, this paradigm shift, and the dynamics of these megatrends and where they're going, and how to ride the wave, how to build the wave, how to culture the wave of social conscience in our social networks, this shift to conscientious common sense in our global social networks with the language of light, of consciousness, light as consciousness, so that there's this maturing of the family of mankind in a global village. You know, it's a unity state with universal solidarity of, by, and for all of us as united sovereigns, you know, the global connected netizens of Earth. So we're talking about the personal and planetary law of the one, and I'm going into these different laws of enlightenment, the law of the one, the two-in-one, the three-in-one, the four-in-one, and the five-in-one. And this is the process with, you know, the great law of, you know, cosmic law, the law of one, the one law that has all these different aspects, again, of the two-in-one, polarity rather than duality, the three-in-one, the Trinity, the throne, the three-in-one, the throne of God, geometrically ordered divinity, the order of the universe and cosmic love. And the four-in-one, the most powerful thought form in the universe, the key to the ascension of the planet, which has been called, ancient and modern messengers and prophets have referred to this understanding of the pyramid of self and civilization, the city four square, the New Jerusalem, the white cube, the mandalic geometry of the Hopis and the Tibetans, with this understanding of the four-square gospel, you know, the city four square, like I say, is a mystical Christianity. There's this understanding of the New Jerusalem with this square with the cross through the middle and the circle in the very center, which represents the capstone of the pyramid of self and civilization for self-actualization, you know, with the integration of all four sides of the pyramid with capstone consciousness, as the creative ascent process. And what that looks like and how that works, there's a lot of infographics that and some inspirational visualizations that you can go through on the law of the one, the two-in-one, the three-in-one, the four-in-one. And again, we're talking about the most powerful process, thought forms, visualizations, meditations for mediation, concentration, and integration of these first principles of cosmic law, universal law language, the order of the universe. And the conclusion is always the same. Love is the most powerful and still most unknown energy in the world. That's a quote from Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. I don't know how to pronounce the French there, but famous quote, you know, universal law, universal love is constructive in healing. And as Socrates said, the secret of change is to focus all your energies not on fighting the old, but on building the new. And as Buckminster Fuller says, you don't fight the old paradigm, you just create a new paradigm that makes the old paradigm obsolete. So this is the process. This is what we're looking at in 2018. And there are frames of reference for accelerating this process, for culturing consciousness. Personal and planetary, individual and collective. And you might say it's like we're creating a global field, a global mind field, M-I-N-D field, which is a gold mine if we mined it. And many people understand that raising consciousness is the only path to peace on Earth. And of course, we know that love is the key. It's the key to atonement, at-one-ment. It begins with the law of the one. And love is the root of every intention. I mean, And when love is the root of every intention, life becomes a living prayer. And so that's the point of another infographic, and this, when love is the root of every intention, life becomes a living prayer. So there, again, are visualizations I provide in this last part of this blog, the second part of this presentation on 2018 Global Enlightenment. And there are some keynotes there, some thought forms, some concepts that I think there's something there for everyone. There's some infographics, some extraordinary infographics I found, was inspired to put together for this. So I hope you enjoy it. I hope you've enjoyed this kind of overview I've given today on big love, and more power, more love to you, and keep the faith, you know, see the good, make it so. Hope to see you on those cosmic highways. I mean, there's good energy this weekend, like I say. The moon has gone into Pisces. The sun is going into Pisces, which is very deep, can be a very deep love energy, profound love energy, a good time to basically get inspired and pull down, you know, or otherwise express big love. So I'm going dancing tonight. Lanny Lou and the Bird Dogs are playing at Chico Hot Springs. I'm going to soak first so I don't pull any muscle. Dancing like a wild man. We're going to really work it, my weekend cardio. And I know there's going to be a huge vibe of big love there tonight. So I'm looking forward to it, friends. I'm looking forward to getting back at you here in a couple weeks. So more love to you, and we'll see you in a few weeks. Happy trails. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on cosmic love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of cosmic love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. there is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.